We would love this study to give us clear clinical guidelines for the treatment of persistent visual impairment in multiple sclerosis, and also even simply raise the awareness so we can at least put in place rehabilitative therapies or coping strategies. There are very subtle differences in their perception. So, for instance, they may not perceive contrast as easily as you or I do, or they may not perceive motion as effectively. And this can have quite disastrous consequences. You would have difficulty pouring a cup of tea. You may bump into door frames. You'd have difficulty navigating through crowds. You may well feel unsteady on your feet. Because we often think of vision as being very one-dimensional, i.e., what's the smallest high-contrast detail that you can resolve, that these subtle perceptual deficits are often missed. We can use simple custom-made computer programs, and we can get individual measurements, if you like, tailored to that individual's cognitive as well as subjective symptoms.